Yep.
Yeah.
No.
No?
Objection!
Maybe.
In mega air quotes.
Mega quotes!
Boys podcast episode 10?
10?
10, I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is 10. I'm Faison Chaos.
And I'm Kaleos.
Yeah, so as usual, we'll start off with what we've been playing this week. So, what have you been playing?
Pokemon. Specifically Soul Silver.
I was about to ask, even though I knew already.
But yeah.
Our listeners obviously did not.
Or did they? That is the question.
Well, some of them might have.
In any event, so I've been playing that. I just beat the third gym, and I'm at the fourth gym, but there's that stupid Gengar with its Shadow Ball, so I'm
That's one of the guys at the gym. That's in Ekrutik City?
Yeah, it's the gym leader's, one of his Pokemon.
Okay.
Or her, I forgot.
I'm pretty sure it's a guy.
I wasn't really paying attention when I started that fight. I was just like, I want to fight. Anyway, so yeah, most of my Pokemon are underleveled right now, so I'm kind of like in the process of leveling everything up.
Around what level are your main party at?
Well, I've got 3 at 20 plus, like 23, 22, and 20, I think.
Okay.
Except the Sudowoodo doesn't do anything against ghost Pokemon, really, so I'm kind of like, I need to find someone else. So I'm busy leveling up a Ghastly right now. It's at level 19, and I want to be a Haunter, so that happens at 25, I believe. And, yeah, so I'm busy doing that. And on my Pokewalker, I'm busy training my Voltorb that I caught on my Pokewalker.
Nice.
It turns out that there's a level cap for the Pokewalker. You only can level up a Pokemon once per stroll.
Yeah,
so
I started noticing that they're only leveling up once, even at really low levels.
Yeah, so I'm now going to be transferring Pokemon back and forth, like, all the time to actually level them up, because...
I've normally just been, like, transferring one back every day, and then, like, putting a different one in the next day.
That's what I had been doing, but I'm thinking of doing it, like, 3 times a day now, just because I get that many steps. Like, on Friday when we were out, I think I had, like, 30,000 or something.
I wish I already had mine on Friday. Sort of gotten so many steps there.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, so I've got a bunch of areas to stroll in unlocked now. And I found out that on, like, Bulbapedia or Cerebee.net, I forget which one it was. I think it was Cerebee.net. They have a nice list of all the Pokemon you can catch and at what steps and everything, so...
Oh, nice.
I might be referring to that a little bit more now. And... Yeah, Pokemon they did a good job at remaking it. The graphics are good. The music I've actually been listening to a little bit recently, because normally I've just had it muted because I'm, like, out and about, or...
Oh, yeah.
In class. after I'm done work, of course. Or things like that. So, I'd say it's pretty good. The multiplayer's fun. The whole, what's it called? The battle system where you get to choose your opponent, what was that called?
Oh, you get to choose one of your opponents?
Yeah, that was really neat.
I think that was a mixed battle.
Mixed battle, yeah. I don't think they had that in the other ones, did they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's really cool because the way it works is you and your opponent each choose 3 Pokemon. Then, after you've chosen your Pokemon, you get to choose one of your opponents, and you get to use that one for the battle. And it makes things rather interesting because you're not sure what your opponent's going to take or what you'll take. But if you're, like, just playing with friends, sometimes you'll have some preset rules, like, if 2 people have a 1 higher level Pokemon, you're not allowed to take the other person's high leveled one.
Yeah. You would have to, but then that would be kind of boring.
Yeah, it's like, well, I get their high level Pokemon, and they get mine.
So
well,
I already know what they're getting.
Yeah. So, I think it'll be more fun, like, once everyone is about the same level for Pokemon, and we can just, like, say, okay, just pick random level Pokemon, or... this leveled Pokemon or thereabouts, and then we can That'll happen
soon enough with you, since you'll just end up playing something else and you'll not progress any further.
Hey, I'm taking Pokemon on the trip, I'm pretty sure, so I'll hopefully level up a bit.
Alright.
Yeah, how about you?
This week I've been playing a few different things. I have been playing Pokemon as well. I picked up Soul Silver on Friday. I haven't gotten too far into it yet. It's been since Saturday since I actually played the game itself. I've just been doing stuff with my PokeWalker and just transferring Pokemon onto that and then back onto the game. I've beaten only the first. I've just beaten the first gym, so I'm not very far at all, as I said. And us two and another friend of ours were actually all in the exact same boat. All three of us got Soul Silver, and we all picked Cyndaquil for our Pokemon, for our starter Pokemon. I just always pick the fire Pokemon. I've been enjoying what I have played of that. And the PokeWalker, it's neat just looking at how many steps I've taken each day and stuff. So that's kind of nice. Then I've also been playing... I played a bit more of Fragile Dreams. I've put about 2 hours or so into that now. I've been enjoying it so far. There are some. I've seen a lot of complaints and stuff about it, but I'm just sort of like, I don't know that like because of my reasons for wanting to get the game, I really don't mind those things because I didn't get it for the combat and stuff. Although it is kind of annoying when your weapon randomly breaks and it's like, damn it, now I don't have a weapon.
And is it actually like random or?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's just...
not like Fire Emblem with X number of hits and
no,
it breaks.
No, I think I'm pretty sure it's completely random.
Wow.
So. They can either last really long, or they can just be like, bam, and it's like, what?
I just bought the thing!
Exactly.
I should have bought that warranty.
The music is fantastic, as I have said before. It's actually really neat what they do, is because for most of the part, like when you're just walking around and stuff, there's no music at all. And so far from what I've played, other than cutscenes, the only time music ever plays is if you're fighting enemies. So it's... like, sometimes silence...
it's a different take.
Yeah, silence is sometimes just kind of being lazy, but this time it's actually used for effect, and it really does help, because it sort of increases that feeling of, like, you are alone, there is no one else here. Because, like, for the most part, from what I played, at least, you're underground. Like, you start out in, like, going to a subway, underground subway system, and then you go into an underground shopping mall, which is where I'm at right now. And it's all, like, dilapidated and falling apart and stuff.
Ooh,
so
dilapidated.
It's pretty cool. And then also, last night, I downloaded Cave Story on WiiWare.
Nice.
I've played about an hour into that now. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'd seen that the creator Pixel, that's his, like...
pseudonym?
Yeah. He's... apparently, I saw some interview thing where he said that he had gotten a lot of inspiration from Super Metroid, and I can definitely see where that comes into play in the game.
Oh, okay.
Because it does feel a decent amount, kind of like a Metroid title, and like even some of the enemies are kind of similar. One of the cool things about it is, like, have you played it on the PC at all? Or?
No, I haven't. My brother had and told me about it, actually, a couple of years ago. I need to start listening to him when he starts talking about indie games, it seems.
But, yeah, one of the cool things is with the weapons, there's sort of, like, a leveling system, because when you kill enemies, you'll usually either get health or little golden triangle things that fall out of them.
Ooh,
and when you
I love gold triangles.
And you can get up to, I think, it's level 3 with the weapons, and basically you get the golden triangles, and when you get a certain amount, then your weapon goes up to the next level, and so on and so forth, and that, like, basically powers it up and does more damage and stuff.
Nice.
Which, so...
and what kind of weapons do you use again?
In the beginning of the game, at least where I am right now, you start with just sort of, like, a gun that has a short range.
Pew, pew.
And then you also get a missile launcher, or a rocket launcher, or something like that.
Oh, nice.
And it's, like, that's another thing where I saw the inspiration from Metroid, because it has, like, a limited amount that you can have. You can only have up to 10.
Oh. Okay.
And maybe that will increase throughout the game as you get certain power-ups, so that would make it even more Metroid-like.
Just have to see.
And there's also been, like, a few, like, health upgrade things that I've found, so that's... added to the Metroidiness too. And of course,
that's like not necessarily a bad thing.
Of course not.
Like,
I love Metroid.
Just pointing that out. Like, just because a game is similar to another doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah, and it's different enough because it's not doesn't feel like a total ripoff of Metroid either. Because like you're much less agile, I guess would be one way to put it. And, like, the whole feel of the game is completely different, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not, like, some person in a robotic suit running around a deserted world, except for, like, these creatures that will try to kill you if they see you. So it's a lot of fun. The other thing with the leveling up with the weapons, though, if you get hit, though, you'll lose them.
Oh.
So, like, you'll, like, level down if you keep getting hit enough, so not only will you take damage, but your weapons will also level down.
Ooh.
So, that's another reason to want to avoid getting hit.
Yeah, when they fall out, can you get them again, or is it just, like, they disappear?
When you get hit, they don't fall out of you, you just lose it.
Okay. I was kind of thinking, like, Sonic with the rings for a minute.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not like that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's basically all that I've played this week.
And do we have anything coming up in the next week?
I don't think
there's any big name titles, at least.
Not that I can think of right now.
That means we're going to go look it up while we're stalling.
In terms of stuff, not necessarily that I played, but this week, you and I and another friend, we watched Halo Legends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that was pretty neat.
It was interesting how the art style changed. As
we all agreed that the art style in that one was really weird and kind of messed with you.
I think it was episode 3?
Yeah, the duel.
Yeah, it focuses on the elites in their homeworld, which is like
the Arbiter.
Yeah, and the Arbiter. And it's very...
He has a wife.
It's kind of like...
She looks like she's from Avatar, except not blue.
Pretty much. But yeah, it's sort of watercolory.
But 3D?
Yeah, 3D and sort of... It's got this rice paper effect over top, I believe you described it as.
Rice paper filter. Same sort of thing they have in Okami.
Right. It's not new, but I think it was this week Red Steel 2 came out?
And
I don't know if we mentioned that
last
week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Okay.
It's been getting decent... not bad reviews.
Compared to the first one, though.
Yeah. It's... averaging 81.14% on game rankings, and I saw a couple of reviews that were saying that that gave it a 9 or something, so it seems to be doing pretty good. And then there's also, as I said, Cave Story came out on WiiWare, which is getting really good reviews as well. 89.17 is its average ranking on game rankings, so it's doing pretty good. And yeah, that's pretty much it, and doesn't really look like there's much big new stuff coming out.
Just some of those generic multi-console things.
Oh, well, we have actually, never mind, we have the Nintendo DSi XL, which
is that
comes
coming
out
next week?
It's on Sunday, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It comes out. And yeah,
not software, hardware.
I don't really plan on getting that, but it could be interesting for people. Although, this is a perfect way to segue into news. Just this week, we have had announcements from
various
Nintendo
locations.
Nintendo released a press release
okay.
saying that they are going to be releasing their new system, the Nintendo 3DS. It's going to be released somewhere sometime before March 2011. It's going to have 3D without the need for 3D glasses.
Unlike the new 3D TVs they're putting out.
Yeah. And then it's going to have
backwards compatibility, of course.
So you'll be able to play all your games from the DS, or if there are more DSi-only games that come out, you'll be able to play those on it too.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at E3, and I'm pretty sure they said that it's going to be playable there too.
And that'll be in June, so make sure to listen to us then, find out that. Speculation-wise, people are thinking they're going to put an accelerometer in there.
Yeah.
Which seems to be fairly popular nowadays, so I wouldn't be surprised.
And stuff that it's likely that it'll be having, it's probably going to have the two cameras once again, just like the DSi.
That would make sense.
Because it would kind of need it to run the software.
Yeah.
And it's also like a new thing. It's not just line. A new DS. It's actually like the new console. And
at least that's the theory so
like
far.
The 3DS is just the working title, so it might not even have DS in the name when they actually release it.
True. And people are also thinking that they might add force feedback, but that seems a little unlikely for a handheld, in my opinion.
An analog stick?
Yeah, the analog could be nice.
Yeah, so a few of the speculated details things. Improved wireless speed and battery life, that would be nice.
Yep.
Smaller than 4-inch screen. I'm not sure how big the one on the DSi is. I think it was...
I think it's around 3
or something.
The XL, of course, increases that.
And apparently that somebody probably thinking that they might have decided to announce it because the software sales are going down, so...
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so apparently software developers do know about the system already, and there's going to be third-party software at launch. A couple of things that people are thinking of how they're going to do the 3D without using 3D glasses is that...
It's going to be a perspective thing, so you're going to have to be right in front of the DS to see it.
Yeah.
You can't really share it with your friends.
But it would be pretty cool. Like, basically, it'll either use the accelerometer or maybe the cameras, since that's what the...
Look DSi it up on YouTube.
Had. Yeah, there's actually this DSiWare game that was released in Japan that uses a system that uses the cameras. So if you move it, it's like a perspective, and it actually looks like you're looking at whatever way in the room.
Yeah.
So that's basically all we know about it.
It's also the biggest piece of news that we have so far this week.
Yeah.
Since we are recording this episode a bit early, so if anything comes out
on Thursday or Friday, or even later today, which is Wednesday, we won't have that this week, so...
We'll cover it later on if we can.
Yeah. As long as it's not, like, outdated by then.
True.
That's really the only big thing for news that came out of this week. So I guess we'll move on to our random section for this week.
Whose turn is that?
I'm pretty sure that's your turn.
It's my turn? I probably should have thought of that beforehand, then.
It's a random section. Be random.
True. Let's see. I'll look around the room for inspiration. Ninja exit only. That could help. Pirates or ninjas?
Ninjas, goddammit!
I think we know his opinion. That could have been a good question of the week, too, but we'll stick with the random section. Personally, I don't know, it depends on what the job is. I think ninjas are better at killing people straight up, but pirates have cooler style. Like, think about it, they got the cool hats and the boots and pirates.
I'd like to point out that... Wait, which kind of style are we talking about? Are we talking about fashion, or are we talking about style of killing people?
Oh, they just look awesome.
Also, like, jump out of a shadow, kill someone, then jump back in without anyone seeing you is pretty badass.
Yeah, I'm talking more stylistically, like, clothing and stuff. Because if you look at a pirate, and now I'm talking, like, normal pirates, like, that you'll see places, like, more romanticized pirates, I guess, like, in Pirates of the Caribbean, and...
Not space pirates.
Not space pirates.
Sky pirates.
Sky pirates are pretty awesome, too.
But they wouldn't be wearing the same sort of...
It depends on the setting.
I guess.
Because sometimes they're just, like, flying boats.
Yeah, but even then, sometimes they're not wearing, like, traditional pirate garb.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the ones with scurvy, either. Because, like, real pirates aren't as amazing. But then again, neither are real ninjas. We don't really know.
No one really cares about
there
the
are
real
modern
thing.
Day pirates, too. Like, those ones over, like, in Africa, I think it was, that were, like, attacking ships.
And then there are also the ones on computers.
Yeah. They're everywhere. But so are ninjas. We just can't see them.
I think a special exception, I'm not actually here. I just move quickly enough that around the same area, so it looks like I'm here, and this is just your approximate assumption of where I am.
Yeah, there was an Order of the Stick comic, it's a webcomic I read, that was talking about the ninja approximation theory or something. Like, if you catch a ninja in a box, you're not actually sure, if you open the box, you're not actually sure if the ninja's still in there or not, because by that point, when you can check, the ninja could be gone.
Exactly. But Okay, so I guess we will move on to our question of the week for this week, which will be, with the whole stuff with the Nintendo 3DS, what's your opinion on 3D emerging in the media?
Yeah,
do you think it's a good thing, gaming? Bad thing? How do you like the way that people are deciding to pull it off? Do you think the glasses thing is a good idea, or do you think the way Nintendo is probably going to be going with the 3DS will be better?
Yeah. So, drop us a line over at contact.bit.boys@gmail.com, if you didn't know that already,
yeah.
And let us know what you think. And we'll respond to it, and, we're going to be doing a theme week next week, so...
We'll respond to it when we do.
Yep.
That's pretty much it for this week. Slightly shorter than usual show, but not too short.
Yep.
That has been the BitBoys podcast for Wednesday, March 24th.
Yep.
And we'll see you all next week.